started to realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him. It's too late.
All right, people. Love the song and love the lyrics, but I have callers waiting. So I want to go back to Vicky real quick in Idaho. Vicky, and what are the things?
If people want to understand this stuff, they need to look at it from the point of view of the computer systems, look at those, and then follow them out, and you'll find that it all makes sense. There is a blueprint for global control and global enslavement of people, returning the people back to a feudal state.
You're right, and that's where I'm saying it's not. They're using the technology to do it, and we can use the technology to hopefully battle it to an extent. But you know, it comes down to just like in the old days, word of mouth, hand to hand, eye to eye, talking to people, spreading the good word. Et cetera, et cetera. But you really have to know and understand, like DHL is a German corporation. T-Mobile, and this is why Bush was getting into the whole thing about, you know, international calls and we're only eavesdropping in on if they go outside of the country or not. T-Mobile is a German corporation. The company that won the contracts for the elevators for the new World Trade Center Building 1 or Freedom, what was going to be called the Freedom Tower, is ThyssenKrupp. And it's ThyssenKrupp Habsburg. It's ThyssenKrupp, the German weapons and warship manufacturers. Krupp has been making, you know, cannons since the 1500s. The Thyssen and Krupp families were German weapons and warship manufacturers from Nazi Germany, World War II, that are married into the German royal family of the House of Habsburg.
But the problem, you know what the problem is, Eric? If you get hung up saying, pointing at the Germans, then you miss what the Swiss corporations are doing.
Who do you think the Swiss
corporations are doing?
Switzerland is part of Greater Germania. Austria, Bavaria, where did Kissinger come from? Kissinger came from Austria. Adam Weishaupt, if you want to go back to that and even throw the Illuminati in, where did he come from? Austria. Where did Arnold Schwarzenegger come from? If you start really putting the pieces together, these people from this area called Greater Germania, which includes Switzerland, and you look at like our, and this goes to your issue of technology, we had a Hadron Collider here in the United States down in Texas. It was basically a research and development program, just like the Manhattan Project. The level of technology and information that would come from this is enormous. It's like the Hubble telescope. It is huge. Bush and crew were instrumental in shutting it down. And now the only Hadron Collider in the world is, guess what, in Switzerland.
Yeah, I know.
Right,
you're right about that. And the Bush family, every single one of them should be hung for treason, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and for not just against this nation, but the world, because they want to, and they're working to enslave every man, woman, and child, and place them into a worldwide system of United Kingdoms. Bush is related to Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
You know?
But the thing is that you won't see the big picture, the blueprint, by looking at people and looking at nationalities. You can only see it if you look at the systems.
Well, I would tend to disagree, but and I hear what you're saying. There are many ways that you can come at this, because if you go back to history, the last 1,000 years of European history revolves around one thing and one thing only, the unification or reunification of Germany.
Yeah.
World War I, Germany. World War II, Germany. Cold War, Germany. Everybody thinks it was about the U.S. and Russia. It wasn't. It was taking two republics, setting them at each other's throats. Germany. That was split in two, and now it's, again, it's been reunited. The wall has come down, and look where we're at.
Yep, you got it right. The Helsinki Final Act.
But Vicky, hold on. We'll go back right after, because we got a quick break here on this one. But hold on, I'll let you come in with the final word, and then I'll go to some other callers.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You know, the basic thing that we've been fighting, and it all boils down to this, is that we're caught in this eternal struggle of living in a system of self-governance, a republic, or whatever other form it would take on, a democratic republic. Remember, after Washington and Adams, the next four presidents who each served two terms each were all members of the Democratic Republican Party. They were one party, and they were focused against foreign and royal, heirs. And we even went into imposing tariffs upon the foreign royal families and their subjects and their kingdoms to enrich our own freemen, our citizens, freemen of and free women of a republic, a system of self-governance. Remember, Rome was not always a republic. It started out and it had seven kings, Romulus and Remus's brother. Romulus killed Remus, but Romulus was the first king of the Roman Empire. And that is what we're trapped in right now, is they are trying to convert the United States back into a feudal system, back into a kingdom here on earth. They believe that we are not able to carry on a system of self-governance, that they have the divine right and obligation to rule over us, subjugate us, lord themselves over us. And anyone who steps forward as a public servant to serve the public and serve the republic is being attacked by these special interest families. Yes. Harman Kardon, Bush, Davis, Walker, and instead of getting into their ethnicity or their religion, or attacking the Jews and saying it's all a bunch of Jews. You really need to look at and say, no, it's a bunch of self-interested families, fascists, who are helping other families and their own self-interest to take over and take down the United States and to convert our public trust into private trust that they have custody of.
Yes, you're exactly right. And people should research the Helsinki Final Act and really read it and understand it, because the United States and Canada were both signatories to it. They were not just observers, they are signatories. And so, you know, that was for the reunification of Germany, and it's for the reunification or the reunification of Canada and the United States back into the to the United Kingdom.
Well, but if you think about what the United States has become and where that came from, we were not the originators of that. That did actually, even the Roman Empire used it, but the Germans also used it, and Greater Germania, that included Austria, Bavaria, the German Federations, the German Republics, Scandinavia, Liechtenstein, a number, even Denmark and a lot of the other countries that are considered more Dutch, and Dutch is really German, that entire area was an empire back in the day. And they used, I mean, the Roman Germanicus, I think was the name of the head of the legion, I think he actually even became emperor. But the majority of the Roman army was German before the fall of the Roman Empire. And a lot of the engineering feats and successes and technology was carted back to the German Empire, to the German kings and queens, where a lot of it still resides. And that's one of the reasons why the Germans are seen as such good engineers.
Uh-huh. Well, if people want to see the modern day how the mechanism is working, read the Helsinki Final Act. It was signed in, I think, 1975 by Gerald Ford after they took out Nixon.
Do you know that Gerald Ford is not his real name?
Yeah, I read something about that. I don't know. I don't remember what his name
is. Leslie King is his real name, and King, just like Henry Kaiser, Kaiser means king in German. King is one of these power broker families like Davis Walker and Udall and Weyerhaeuser and others. They make a killing off of collecting our rights, our property, our benefits, and more, just like this whole thing with the healthcare right now. They're national socialists. Remember, Hitler was a member of the National Socialist Party. You've got all these mainstream media coming out and saying, oh, yeah, you know, they're all talking that Obama's a national socialist. He's just like Hitler. Well, there's different kinds of fascist. You have a welfare fascist and you have a warfare fascist. And both of them are equally as bad. Warfare, of course, is very bad. But the welfare fascist predates, because you had the same level of national socialism in Germany, and even its national healthcare system predates and goes back even into the late 1800s, 1880s, and people aren't paying attention to this. But when you collect people's rights, whether they're, you know, by law or by corporate, you know, caveat, because a lot of what's going on even in the healthcare stuff is it's not even going to be something that we can go into a court and enforce. It's going to be up to administrative courts or the administration of the healthcare insurance companies. You know, it's all going to be corporate, to where we've been recolonized. And instead of having colonies or castles, the corporations are the new system, the new virtual castle that can suspend our constitutional rights, that can take away our rights that are inalienable, that are God-given, that are given to us at birth, you know, as free men and free women, to where they can come in and treat us as chattel, as property, as slaves or indentured servants.
Yep, they're sure going to try. Well, I'm going to get off and let other people call. So
thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Okay, we're going to Gary in Arkansas.
Hello, Eric.
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. You're a little bit low in the mud there, but that's okay. I really enjoy your historical perspective on all these families and governments and whatnot that put together
But it's not, I mean, you can go on Wikipedia and look up the Davis Walker family. That is the family that George Herbert Walker, and Herbert's another family name. But if you start to look at the names of all of the streets in the city that you live, you will soon discover who these family names are.
I ran across an article, since you're so good at this, all these names and families and whatnot in the past, that's kind of peeled the onion back before 1776 and the implications of maritime law, merchant law, Rothschilds, the Queen of England, and...
Well, all of that we had before our Constitution, so a lot of that was incorporated in. But our founding fathers did try to make a better system. They did look at and study what went on in Europe and what went on with the kings. Like, I mean, that's where the Third Amendment came from, was they studied what the Napoleons did in warfare, in breaking up their large armies, having them live off of the people, going into their farmhouses, sleeping with their daughters, taking over their houses, slaughtering their food, stealing the food out of their cupboards, and then showing up at the battlefield. That this way, the Napoleons did not have to provision their troops. They lived off of the land or the people, literally, and that's why we passed the Third Amendment. So you can't say that our founding fathers were corrupt, that they were part of this whole system, because I believe that they really did try to set us on the right path, and that's why we have been able to improve our system, and people have been able to fight through the court system and more to change things the way they've been for the last 100, 200 years. Remember, women didn't have the right to vote. You know, women were considered literally property. So were black people. All of that has changed by people using the system to fight for the proper changes so that we all are considered equal.
Well, I agree with you on that point, in that I think when they wrote the Constitution, it's probably one of the best documents ever written besides the Bible. But I think they gave us a lot of hints on how to run a proper government. Unfortunately, it's been bastardized, but... I have a document that is 32 pages long that I read, and since you're so good at this historical thing, I would like for you to read this article if you haven't, and comment on it. Maybe you've already read it. It's called The Matrix by Keith Edwards.
Is it on the internet? Or?
Yeah, I think you can Google The Matrix is the title of the document. It's 32 pages long.
Oh, yeah, that's the one by the judge or whatever?
Believe it is.
I think that's the one. Yeah, I read that. I think there was just a few pages that I didn't read. But there's a few things I have a quarrel over. I do believe that our founding fathers, because a lot of our founding fathers died bankrupt. They didn't die rich men. And if they were part of this whole worldwide conspiracy, if they were trying to basically sell us off into, indentured servitude or slavery, you look at the issue of just tariffs. They didn't impose taxes upon our own people as freemen, as citizens. They didn't use, we didn't have taxes until the early 1900s. We had tariffs, and tariffs ran our entire federal government 100% up until the 1930s. And then it started to slack off to like 75, 50%. Now it's down to about 20 or 30%. But tariffs were imposed upon the foreign royal kingdoms and royal families and their subjects to impoverish the kingdom, impoverish the royal families, so that their subjects could overthrow the kingdom and free themselves and create themselves a system of self-governance and make themselves from subjects into citizens, into free men. And that's, I really believe that our founding fathers tried to set up this system. I mean, when you really study what they did, like you even mentioned yourself, it's a beautiful document, separation of powers, Article 1, Article 2, Article 3. It took what we knew of republics from all of the ancient cultures, Troy, Athens, Greece, Rome, and more, and tried to take it to the next level. Hold on, Gary. We'll be right back to you right after the break. We got other callers, 800-313-9443. Pick up the line. Pick up the phone. Call in. We still got some more time. We were talking 9/11, but, we'll go anywhere on the show. We'll be right back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Gary, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I have a
Jerry,
quick question.
Hold on, Gary. Jerry fell off. Jerry, call back in. We'll get to you one sec. 800-313-9443. Yeah, Gary, no, I read that, and I can't find it. I'm trying to pull it back up again. Maybe you could give the listeners the URL for it or where they can find that, the Matrix at. You there? Gary? 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 Oh, I don't know what happened to Gary. I was trying to get him to put up the Matrix, and I have read it. There are some things that I would, you know, and it's fine points, but there is a lot of good information in there, and, you know, it is kind of a... decent overview on, I guess, one man's perspective, the individual who wrote it, on what we're trapped within. And, it's really simple. They're trying to set up a kingdom here in the United States. This I've read from Philip Bobbitt's book. I mean, how many times do I need to do this, people? Philip Bobbitt, The Shield of Achilles, and I'm trying to find out. Here it is. Let me read to you. I mean, they say it right in here. And this guy is a former director of intelligence, and he's come out with a new book on terrorism. And, you know, everybody's a potential terrorist now. Everybody's a potential criminal. And they've, you know, basically destroyed the presumption of innocence. They've destroyed innocence. people are not are no longer presumed innocents. Look at all the people in Guantanamo right now, let alone those who are coming under military tribunals, like myself and others. But let me read. This is from Philip Bobbitt's Shield of Achilles, part 3, page 2-something, 211. The historic consequences of the long war. Thesis. The markets say this is not a thesis. This guy is actually pushing this, and the people who he is, you know, working with. This guy lives in Austin, Texas, D.C., and, of course, London, England. You know, he's working for the Crown. The historic consequence of the long war. Thesis. The market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the long war. The end of the long war has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. There's only really two constitutional orders. There's a constitutional republic and a constitutional monarchy. This new form is the market state, whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and social security policies promise to guarantee the welfare of the nation, the market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting a representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. Let me repeat that last part. This new form is the market state. It's a feudal state. It's a corporate state. Whereas the nation state that we all have a piece of, that it's we're all stakeholders in, this wants to separate us from that. With its mass free public education, universal franchise, and Social Security policies promise to guarantee the welfare of the nation. The market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. To maximize the opportunity of the people, and thus tends to privatize many state activities, and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. Thus, the United States, a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind. It's treason. I mean, they're talking about going from a constitutional republic, a constitutional system of self-governance, to a constitutional monarchy, a constitutional kingdom, a constitutional feudal system of lords, manors, kings and queens, guillotines, taking lives tonight, back to a dark ages of sorts, a progressive, modern day, contemporary dark ages. And why do you think they're, you know, stirring up the fear and terror? They don't need the knights going in and raising the village anymore. They can do it through turning the science fiction channel into the fear and terror channel, to where it's all about giant bugs and giant hurricanes. And I mean, even the History Channel is doing it now. And the History Channel is predicting the future instead of reporting history. It's simply amazing the times that we are living through at the moment. 800-313-9443, Republic Broadcasting Network, simulcast on the JeffFerriesShow.com, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
If you want to get the document the gentleman Gary was calling in about, and I have read it. I did pull it up. He's called in before about it. And I've read about 90% of it. There's a few pages that I left out or didn't finish. But for the most part, you know, there's a lot of truth or things to consider in there. Some things that I would beg to differ with. Some conclusions that I would not necessarily agree with. But you know, if you go to even the Italian or Roman Empire, and a lot of the Roman, the, you know, Rome, Italy, there was a lot of Germans that owned land and property and businesses in the Roman Empire. The royals traded land and property and people and religions as if they were playing a game of Monopoly and, you know, playing with funny money, and through marriage and agreements and trades would literally buy and sell not just villages, but, you know, entire swaths of land back and forth. You look into the history of the Roman, Holy Roman Catholic Church, Roman Empire, you know, they took the senators from Rome and they became cardinals. And the Pope right now is German. I mean, all you have to do is look at his name, Ratzinger. You know, they should have just been like more overt about it and called him Ratflinger, and gone to the history of the Catholic Church in bringing fascist Nazis into the United States from Germany and doing what Martin Bormann set out to do. You know, what happened in Germany was not an accident. This was not an it was never intended to be an empire. It was intended to build it up, build up these large corporate interests for these families like Krupp, Thyssen. If you think of Thyssen or Tyson, like in chicken, these are all interrelated families that are, you know, extensions thereof. And Krupp not only makes cannons and German weapons and warships, they also make espresso machines. So it's these families who not only take a lump of metal and will make a sword out of it, they'll make a plowshare out of it, so that in times of peace, they are the large holders of industry, the leaders of industry, and in times of war, they are the leaders of industry, and that they know that they can leapfrog technology in a war and force people to, you know, so that the A team wins over the B team, steal land, property, intellectual property, public trust, taxpayer assets, things like WD-40, which stands for water displacement formula number 40, that was developed by the taxpayers at taxpayer expense, that is now owned and controlled by a private family. That's how it works. Sarah Heath Palin, as in Heath candy bars, and if you look at the wrapper on a Heath candy bar, first of all, it's English toffee, not American toffee, and that should be your first clue. The H are bookends on both ends, where you have an H on the left and an H on the right for the name Heath. And right in the middle, guess what? You have subliminal messaging where it's EAT, E-A-T, with H on the left and H on the right for Heath. These families are taking things that are developed, military-industrial complex, and using them and converting them to their own private interest, to their own private trust. Former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, HG and Columbia, two medical corporations. His brother and father stole billions of dollars from the U.S. taxpayer through Medicare and Medicaid. His father went to die, you know, died on him. Darn. And what did Bill Frist do? Was he, you know, so overwhelmed with grief that he quit the Senate and gave up being a Senate Majority Leader? No, he went in and campaigned against the Paris Hilton tax, the death tax, the estate tax, where he would have to give 50% of the money that they stole from the U.S. taxpayers back to the U.S. taxpayers. So he goes into the Senate on behalf of himself and a few others and starts to campaign against the death tax, the Paris Hilton tax, because his father had just died and he stood to inherit billions of dollars that his father and brother stole from the American taxpayers. Those are our leaders right now. John Kerry's no better. He's taken over the, you know, I'm Democrat, Republican. You know, if they're a corporatist, fascist family that is using their access to the federal government, not only to take it down, convert it into an empire, into a kingdom, but to, you know, profit themselves from carrying on public service, then they're not carrying on public service anymore. You know, Jane Harmon, if you look at Harmon Kardon Electronics and their state and federal and military contracts, and the fact that she is the richest person in the House or Senate, man or woman, and that she sits on some of the most impoverished areas up in L.A., in Wilmington and, you know, those areas, it's unbelievable. You start putting pieces of the puzzle together, you're like, wow. You know, she might as well go in and buy up the land in her district. Let me go to John Doe in USA. John.
Bless you. Come in. Appreciate your broadcast. I really, really appreciate your efforts for the Republic. his request to come aboard. Geez. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah. Considering your excellent research and Miss Vicky's wonderful reading in the record, you know, it could be fabulously well if your audience could possibly help support your efforts, you know, even for some more hours, considering you're lawfully recognized.
Hey, John, my producer asked you to back up from the mic a little bit. Just because
you're
popping.
Sorry, is that any better?
Oh, that's much better.
I'm sorry, apologize.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. We hear you loud and clear. No, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate, you know, your call out to the listeners to, you know, step forward and do something to not only support the show, but, you know, expand it. We have a new website coming out called crossingtherubicon.org. It is about the river in northern Italy. It was made unlawful for the legionnaires, the military, to cross the Rubicon into the commons of Rome, into civilian life as a representative of the military. They could not come in uniform into the commons. If they did, it was punishable by death. And that's where the term crossing the Rubicon comes from. And Augustus, I believe it was Augustus, emperor, who became Emperor Augustus or Caesar Augustus, crossed the Rubicon with the troops and carried on a military coup d'etat of Rome and took over the Republic and, you know, put it under a military dictatorship. That is one of my core concerns and one of the things I've been fighting, not only personally, but trying to warn people about what's going on with the Coast Guard and Homeland Security. John, are you still there?
Right here.
No, I appreciate your efforts, and, you know, you've called, and I didn't recognize you. I figured you were calling in and saying John Doe USA to, come in and call. We get a lot of people, like, you know, trying to cover up their identity and stuff, and so that they
more
can
than
take
you
some.
Know.
Yeah, well, and some taking their pot shots at, you know, just the truth of the matters. Like, even on the issue, like, Bill from Ohio likes to call in, and all he will focus on is Jews. And I'm sorry, this is not just about Jewish people. This is about people from around the world. Germans, I mean, the Pope is German. He's Catholic. The Germans, Protestants, attacked the Catholics in World War II. Hello?
He's also youth corps.
It's also what?
Youth corps.
Say again?
Youth corps.
I don't know what you're saying.
Youth and whatever.
Right. Yeah, he was in the Hitler Youth or whatever, and the brown shirts in Germany.
Not the one with the little shiny boots?
Yeah. Well, with at least brown shirts. They actually depicted them in that movie that just came out, the one that Brad Pitt's in, Inglourious Bastards. If you haven't seen the movie, I'd recommend to see it. It was entertaining, at least, and it was somewhat enlightening. And I think it shines a light on issues that a lot of people don't want to talk about. But, you know, this they're not going after, you know, here in the United States, they're going after Christians. They're going after atheists, agnostics, Muslims, Jews. They're going after anyone and everyone who will stand up, speak out, act in a public service fashion to maintain the republic, to protect the republic, to protect the system of self-governance, and those who stand against a feudal order, those who stand against a kingdom here on earth, those who stand against divine rights. You know, we all are supposed to have those divine rights, not just a certain self-elected, self-appointed group of special families that are taking all of the public trust and placing them in their own pockets. These guys are liars, cheats, and thieves.
No war criminals.
Say again?
This is war criminals.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to, you know, we're simulcasting on Jeff Ferry's show.com, and you can go on there on the message board under community and go to From the Show. And there's a bunch of stuff, links on there from about the Coast Guard, Wikipedia, and a bunch of stuff that I wrote and also took from the internet about what the Coast Guard and Homeland Security is saying that it can and is doing. And I've got Bill from Ohio coming in and saying, well, it's the Jews. And I'm saying, no, look, these people are German. George Herbert Walker Bush is German. George W. Bush is German. You know, Mueller is German. Schwarzenegger is Austrian. All of these people are coming from that area that used to be called Greater Germania, Austria, Bavaria, Germany, Liechtenstein, Switzerland, etc. And they believe and they want to set up a system of United Kingdoms. The Britain, as a member state of the United Kingdom, although it appeared to have the or be the titular head, the Windsors are German. You know, that England has been the thoroughfare for Germany for quite some time now. You know, they took down the Roman Empire. They're the ones who attacked it. And you look at it and wonder, well, where did it all go? It was attacked from within by the Germans. The last 1,000 years of European history has revolved around one issue and one issue alone, is the unification and reunification of Germany. World War I, Habsburgs were shot, Duke Ferdinand and his wife Sophie. Gee, they're members of the House of Habsburg. That started World War I with France and Germany and more. World War II, continuation of World War I, issues over the Rhineland and matters that were left unsettled from World War I sparked World War II. The Cold War was a continuation thereof, where two of the largest republics, the United States is a republic, and guess what? Russia was a republic. Union of Soviet Socialist Republics were set at each other's throats, centered around what? Germany, East and West, split into, all of a sudden, 1990, George Herbert Walker Bush, a German, is president. The wall comes down, you know, Reagan's in office, and Dutch. And remember, he was knighted by the Queen of England. And all of a sudden, Germany is reunited, and look at where we're at now. And people want to say, well, that has nothing to do with it. The Habsburgs are the ones, German royalty, who formed the European Economic Community. They sat on it. That devolved into and became the European Union. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Well, it becoming one's own expert, it would cause one to worry that, you know, Miss Vicky's enunciation into the war crime tribunal record of Nuremberg 28, you know, would only substantiate ESS having been sold, identified to be having sold by black bag, not voting, EEG, by a Teledyne Dyncorp 98. But we're black up backwater right here in easy country. And I was just hoping.
Well, who was King George III? That we opposed and stood against and fought a Revolutionary War over. He was German. German.
Well, so was Sheriff.
Right.
George,
I mean,
Herbert Walker is part of the Sheriffinians, apparently, by record, and lost, even more so for the time, the lost or destroyed record of Fox history. So,
right. I mean, and who was FBI Director Mueller? German.
Mueller.
Right,
I tried
Mueller.
To point that out on national NPR, and they wouldn't put me. They dropped me.
Right, because they don't want to hear it. It's like, you know, we have these white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Remember, the London Bridge was built by the Saxons first, and the Romans came in and rebuilt it thereafter. And then it became a public trust. And if you look into the London Bridge Trust, it's amazing what they've done in 800 years. But that's how a public trust is supposed to work, whether it's privately held or publicly held. And most public trusts are supposed to be publicly held, whether it be the stock market, because that is, you know, a public holding of a company, or to where it is a government agency or government department or government, quote-unquote, corporation, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac as two examples in how they started out. You know, everything has been turned on its head. And you know, the point you bring up, because I don't get paid for this. I'm doing this as a public service. And a little bit of help from the people out there listening would go a long way. John, hold on, and I'll let you finish out the last segment with me. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
All right, we're back. Let me go to Jerry real quick in Illinois. John, hold on. Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How's it going, man?
Oh, I'm okay. I was a little troubled about something. I wanted to bounce something off you, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My founders, I think they were pretty smart guys, and they understood the
powers that be that they were aligned against.
Oh, yeah, there you go. They understood what they're dealing with, and they wanted to create a republic where the people would have the power.
Well, where everything reverted back to us. It's of, by, and for the people.
Right.
And that public trust, like, you know, things like WD-40 or whatever, or things that were developed by the taxpayer, that the funds that would come from it would revert back to the taxpayer. So
exactly.
That at some point we don't have to pay taxes.
Exactly. Now, knowing that the corruption could permeate all levels of all government.
It does. Like you would not believe.
They did leave, to me, a way for the people to exercise their power. And it's stated best in the Article 6 of the Constitution, where the elected officials are bound by oath to the people.
Right.
And that creates a contract.
We're paying them.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a consideration there.
And a contract is a simple common law article and can be adjudicated in any circuit court.
Or state court, because at some point... See, the problem, this is where you run into the problem with federal, is that if the federal government is involved in the dispute, it can't carry on the oversight and check out the corruption or, you know, step back one level and say, no, what you guys are doing is completely wrong. Well,
it would have to be done closest to the people, which would be the circuit court, because we elect our judges. Okay.
Not all circuits do.
They don't?
No.
Here in Illinois, we do.
Right, and they should. And it should be for a limited term, too.
Yeah, right, they are. And right. So that's closest to the people. That would be actually the people's court here. And I think that's the way to go, because breach of contract or non-performance, when the contract is the Constitution, okay? And that's why they constructed it narrow. And so that
it's pretty black and white. There's not a lot of room for gray in there,
right?
You know that, and they've gotten so gray on everything that it's not even. You cannot reconcile where our system of jurisprudence is at today with what the founders created.
Exactly, and that was done, of course, to muddy all the waters and do what they wanted to do, and that is. Let's say checks and balances.
We only got a minute or two here, so if
well,
you
okay,
want
to... this only take me 30 seconds.
No worries.
Checks and balances, okay. Of course, they're not working at the government level. So the people have to be the final checks and balances. And
that's how a system of self-governance works.
It cannot
we
be
have to carry on the oversight.
They cannot be denied. In other words, common law, a common suit for breach of contract cannot be denied. Because, the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, the Article 6 of the Constitution.
First Amendment.
But they're bound by their oath. That's something you don't really hear taught. And if you talk to any lawyer, they'll say, well, you can't do that.
Right.
Of course they'll say it.
Well, and then they also come up with statutes of limitations. You don't have standing.
No.
You don't have standing, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's what I was getting to. It has to be done at the local level because it can't be done anywhere else.
Right. Well, we're at the end of the show. I apologize. Call in next week, and I'd like to get into this a little bit more. That's it, people. To all the families and individuals who lost loved ones on 9/11, my condolences to all those who've lost their lives in the subsequent wars. And a quick prayer to end this.